within you now. That is so true. That is so true.
And in keeping with that idea of promise, several years ago, I was blessed to be in the presence of a gentleman named Coleman Barks. His book, titled Essential Rumi, is filled with translations of this promise, the mystic aspect of our being. Today I chose one of his translations for the lesson, and I quote, "There is a way between voice and presence where information flows. In disciplined silence it opens. With wandering talk, it closes." End quote. There is a way. There is a way between voice and presence. The way is love. The way between voice and presence is the pathway between voice, our word, and presence, the infinite spirit. The truth of this, I believe, is we are ever in a divine moment, privy to an opportunity to experience oneness, to be in what we call a stream of consciousness. Love that word, consciousness. My lesson this morning, Up, Please, Arise in Consciousness, is about the journey and the destination. Did you know that this moment is our current destination? Right here, right now. The culmination of all that we have believed, all that we have done or not done, said yes or no to, that which we have feared is here now too, and that which we have had faith in is here as well. It has all led to here, this destination. But is the journey over? Mine's not. And neither is yours, in reality. Because the destination is always a new starting point, right? Yeah. Our Science of Mind founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes, he wrote in the textbook, and I now quote, "We are living in an intelligent universe which responds to our mental states. To the extent that we learn to control these mental states, which is focus, become clear about, we shall automatically control our environment." End quote. That environment being our realm of thinking, our fears, our beliefs, our expectations, our dreams, our vision. We have the freedom of choice. That's what I learned about this Science of Mind teaching. We have volition. We have that ability within ourselves if we but accept it. Freedom of choice to allow the rise of the inner wisdom to reveal itself in accordance with our direction, our desires, and our own words. In the beginning of every experience is the Word. The Bible tells that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. It's a directive power of choice. The words we speak, the ideas we know to be true for ourselves, it causes creation to happen within ourselves and our experience. The Word, capital W-O-R-D, is the directive of spirit toward our lives. And it requires us to be clear, direct in the mental state of our minds. There have been points in my direction of life, in this journey, that I've wondered, what? What? Anybody else wonder, what? How did this happen? Well, I used to think it happened to me. Anybody else? Yeah. Sometimes I still kind of do. But what I know is the truth is that it happens for me, for us, for you and I in our development, in our journey, in our rising consciousness. It's come up to be looked at and maybe redirected. Now, the reason that what or the why did this happen and the how did this happen was that my mental atmosphere was stormy and cloudy and filled with misinformation. Doesn't that sound nice? And it's true. It's just a little misinformation going on about what is really true for ourselves. And guess what? When we're in that state of disruption and storm and upheaval, the intelligent universe responds accordingly and says, okay, all right. You made the directions. You put the ingredients in to whatever you want to have happen in your life, and here it is. Okay. It's the reminder to rise in awareness to a greater idea of who we are. The science of mind teaching, which I love, I wouldn't be here today doing this, it incorporates wonderful spiritual tools that assist in awareness. And that's all we're about here, is bringing a greater awareness to the individual life, to empower each one of us in our own lives. Not to have power over anyone else's life, much as we'd like to sometimes. It's for our own individual life. A dear friend of mine, a colleague years ago, wrote a book, Dr. David Walker, titled, You Are Enough. And I want you to listen to this because it really speaks to who we truly are. He made his transition, Dr. Walker did, I'll say about 10 years ago. And he made a difference in my life in many ways. It was a big presence, not only in stature, but in consciousness. He made me aware that I loved words like he loved words. So when I mentioned consciousness, isn't that a great word? Let's all say that. Consciousness. His was, at conference one year, linoleum. Not a great word? Linoleum. And that's just how he presented it.
Big linoleum, he said.
And it, can you feel a power in that when you get behind a word? And that's the feeling when we speak our word about who we are, we should have. So, on with Dr. Walker's list. I am not my resume, and neither are you. The most important question we can ask is, who am I? Let's answer this question by first clarifying what we are not. We are not our bodies. We are not our thoughts, our feelings, or our careers. We're not our reviews, our money, our relationships, or our accomplishments. We are not our experiences of life. We are none of these things. What we are is that which is aware of all these things. Can you see the difference? Many times we get caught up in the drama and the appearance and the conditions and the feelings and the beliefs that we should look and behave and respond in a certain way. But when we become the observer, take a step back and become the overseer of our experience, and that is an expansion of our consciousness of who we truly are. We are the observer, the person aware of what is in our lives. Because all those things change. All those, our thoughts, our bodies, our money, all that changes. Are you comfortable with in your body? You should be. It serves you well. It serves you well. Let's go back a few hundred years. When I began the study of science of mind, I had questions. Many of you know me as Wonder Man because I wonder a lot. I have lots of questions, and I had so many questions about today, I thought, well, this could go on for 4 hours. Sorry, it won't. But for today, there are two top questions. What is consciousness, and where is it? What is consciousness? It is the state of our mental awareness, quite simply. It's that state of being in it, observing it, part of it. You can't get out of it. And where is it? Everywhere. It is what you and I are immersed in. I use the word immersed because we can visualize being in the center of all of that potentiality of creating a life that we choose for ourselves. So we can't get out of the consciousness aspect of who we are because it is who we are. It's been called the sea of possibility that we believe into, that drop of water that makes a difference in the ocean. There's an effect from that. And every thought into our consciousness, every idea, every restriction, openness, every sense of peace, joy that we place into that sea of possibility, guess what? It manifests. There's a difference in our world because of that. But first and foremost, the difference is in our own individual world. Now, the book. You saw that there's a class. Isn't that great? Yes. The Untethered Soul. This is the last one in the bookstore, by the way, if you'd like to purchase it today. Drop in the water for the bookstore. It speaks about the self, the spiritual self. And it ties in perfectly in consciousness today. And I quote, "The exploration of self is inextricably interwoven with the unfolding of one's life." I'm going to read that one again. "The exploration of self, our spiritual self, is inextricably interwoven with the unfolding of one's life. The neutral ups and downs of life can either generate personal growth or create personal fears. Which of these dominates is completely dependent upon how we view change." Yikes. So there's that observer, that seer. How do we see into our experience? Do we judge it as something bad or good or right? Or is it a gift? All of it. Just a question, you know me. Wondering. So, I wonder if you would go along with me in your imagination this morning, take you on a little journey. And you can close your eyes if you choose, and call upon your inner wisdom, that imagination aspect of you, that the dreamer. We've all had dreams, haven't we? And so just take a moment and get relaxed and allow yourself to imagine. Imagine an elevator door right in front of you as you stand there pondering. Those of you who've ridden an elevator can see it quite clearly. Are you hesitant to step forward? Maybe you have a fear of elevators. But you know that you're safe in this and that you can step up to the doors. That right above it is written the word RISE, R-I-S-E. Now look closely at the door. What is it made of? Is it one door or two doors? It's your imagination, it's your choice. Now locate the call button to the side of the door that will bring the elevator to where you are and cause the door to open. Push that button now. Step inside. Select your floor of choice. In that elevator, the journey begins. There are four floors to choose from. The first one is marked R. It's the floor that reminds you of who you are and that you are a gift. The floor marked I is the floor of initiation, where you choose a plan for your life and you plan to do it. What is it that you've planned to do and haven't done quite yet? Visualize doing that and being that which you desire. Your third choice is the floor marked S, which is step into it. Step into your desire. Step into the next level of consciousness. It is also the floor of spirit, support, and safety. And the fourth floor is floor E, elevate. Elevate, engage, enlarge, expansion into the consciousness. R-I-S-E. Rise to a new level of consciousness with this example of a process that allows you to go through the steps to engage your consciousness in a greater way. And so thank yourself for this experience. And then turn around in the elevator and push the button again as you step out and through the doors with the newfound sense of awareness and safety and peace and love. How was your journey? When you're ready, bring your awareness back into the room. I use the metaphor of the elevator because when we say, you know, lift up your intention, look to a greater, we think of the idea of physically up. But with our teaching symbol, which basically is, I'll say it's a V, when we start where we are in the realization, the demonstration of what we're experiencing, and we rise up, it's an opening. And we tend to look up, don't we? When we say, rise up, so we, all right, sun comes up, well, it doesn't, we're turning. The sun doesn't move at all. So there's an example of we have to turn to it, because it ain't moving, we are. So like we're on the earth. I love all the metaphors of nature that gives us that turning toward the light, the spirit, the one. When I was a child, and elevators, I was curious, right? Can you imagine? Well, what I would do is I would push all the buttons. My parents would get so mad. Some days I still do this. Because what I remembered liking about that was I like to see what each floor looked like. I'd be curious, you know. I wanted to, and in my own unique way, who might be getting on? I love the hotels with like 35 floors. Now the other people on the elevator don't love it so much. There's a lesson too. Oh, right. So, but part of that is the process of that process. Being in that moment, and that activity of the different levels. Part of my adventurous nature. And you know what? It seems like I'm always and forever awakening to something new and expansive. And what I know about awakening is first it's in my consciousness and then ultimately as my life. I highly recommend that you keep on keeping an open mind and a heart to that limitless and unbounded thrill of spirit that is forever awakening in you. Dr. Tom Johnson, another dear soul who has made his transition. I got to meet him several times at some of our conferences. Wrote a book called You Are Always Your Own Experience. Did you love that? And the chapter is Your Only Concern. Your Only Concern. And I quote, "You and I are always working with the law of the self, the spiritual self. You cannot experience other people no matter how you try. No matter how you try. No matter how much you endeavor to be at one with them or understand them, You are still unique and special as they are. Each of you has your own identity, your own thoughts, your own purpose, your own work to do. All you have to give is yourself. Don't you love that? End quote. Well, what I know about what's mine to do, my only concern, is that this is for me. This ministry, this day, right now, is my own experience. I'm glad you're part of it. I often reflect with great appreciation every single button I have pushed along the way in my adventure, in my rise in consciousness. I know I'm a wealthy soul, layered in love and divine support. As I was coming into this morning, I shared with practitioner Sandy Golke that my heart was open today. It was a very emotional, loving time. There was flow happening. And I think it's because of, well, I know it's because of where I am in my journey. All that has happened for me has led me to here, and also for you. Here we are. Here we are in this loving community. Loving community. We have risen in consciousness to this perfect level of understanding. We have journeyed as spiritual beings to this place and with these people. Take a deep breath and allow the feelings of love and joy and the sacredness of this space and time to embody itself right now. Ah. So I close with a treatment written several years ago in Creative Thought magazine. It must be 10 years old, I'm guessing. And this one single page was not in a book anymore. It fell at my feet as I was doing some research. So I know it's perfect. I went, oh, what's this? Ah, all right. The gentleman who wrote it played a major role in my spiritual unfoldment. It is divine in its time and perfect in its message. And it's titled, Today is My Day. And you can close your eyes if you choose or not. I'm going to read it. In the realm of consciousness, I join with the power of one God. I enter this day infused and energized with spiritual potential and without restriction, restraint, or boundary. I am one with the One. I celebrate my perfection and wholeness, carrying this knowing to all my endeavors. The center of divine activity assures balance, tranquility, and unity in my every pursuit. With glee, I enter the mental kingdom. Areas that may have been clouded or unclear now become visible catalysts for positive change. I see with freshness and clarity. Thought and direction bring ease to my way. Employing this life-enhancing tools of truth, my expression is carried forth in perfect peace. I choose the best for myself. Giving thanks for the beauty spirit presents to me, I reside within my perfect inner domain. Pleasure is my reward for recognizing universal intelligence and allowing it to have its spiritual way with me. Gratitude flows as I declare this is the truth, as I know it to be. Today is my day, and I like it this way. and so it is. Reverend Louis Lagomarsino Gates. And so it is.